Welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
So it is God's providence that I'm preaching to you on this gospel passage today. Because from this gospel passage, I selected a verse as a reminder for myself of why I wanted to be a priest. And the priest that I should be. And it is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. And so, dear brother and sister in Christ, today we heard from the gospel reading of Jesus analogically speaking of himself being the vine, and we are the branches grafting to him. And the Father is the vine grower. Continue to pump into us that sap, that spirit, which is the nutrients that help us to continue to stay healthy, to grow, and to bear much fruits. And what are the fruits? What are the effects of our remaining attached to the vine, to Christ? It is that we continue to receive the familial support, comfort, and familiarity, the peace that Christ is bestowing on us, so that we live and we move and we have our being in Christ, our love and our anchor. And so there are companies like Starbucks and those in the service industry. To attract customers, they create an environment in their stores that is homey, familiar, and gives their customers a sense of comfort. But these companies, as long as they have been around, cannot be compared to us, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church that has been around for the last 2,000 years. For 2,000 plus years. And so I do not know about you, but whenever I travel to a different state, to a different country, or even to a different continent, and as soon as I enter a Catholic church for Mass, what I encounter is a familiarity, a comfort, knowing that despite the fact I do not understand the language that is spoken in that particular liturgy, I am not lost. I can still follow along, and especially I can receive the body of Christ to help me to remain rooted in the love of God. And so to those brothers, young brothers and sisters in our midst, have you ever thought about how lost and how tired it is to have to follow all these social media trends? And that you are losing a sense of direction of where they are leading you. Not only so, you're not gaining that peace, you're losing that sense of familiarity, that comfort. Because what the world is doing is making you chase after something that is transitory, that is ever-changing. But by remaining in Christ, you are a member of this local church, of Holy Trinity Parish, and of the Universal Church, what has been around for 2,000 plus years to give you that familiarity, that familial comfort, that peace, and that rootlessness, that anchor, so that whenever you are in life, you are not lost. And do not worry, because as you have been pruned and grafted to the vine, our Lord Jesus Christ, we heard of Jesus' invitation to remain in him. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. And so the question is, how do we remain in Jesus? We remain in Jesus by praying. Beside the Mass, beside receiving the Eucharist, beside reading and meditating on the Scriptures. And last week, Deacon Brad invited you to give God's permission to be present in your life, in your morning prayer. And today, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to invite you to do the same with shorter prayers. But sort of prayers throughout the day, in addition to the morning prayers and the evening prayers that you have been doing. And why is that? And the priest that I know, talking about how we are aware of God's presence in our lives and how we can remain in God, explains that our prayer life should be like those wires being strung on the power poles on the side of the road. And they are consistently staying up and up and up on the power poles. And so, if we only offer to God our thankfulness in the morning, when we wake up, or ask him for a good night's sleep before we go to bed, our prayer life looks like it's only high in the morning and drops throughout the day and high again in the evening before we go to bed. But we don't have to offer God the very best of our words. But throughout the day, when we need God, we are invited to call upon him and say, God, please help me. Holy Spirit, be pleased with me. And whenever we experience a grace or a blessing that God bestows on us, we tell him, thank you, God, for your blessing. And so that way, our prayer life is always like that, up and up and up. And that way, we not only allow God to be in us, but we ourselves remain in God to open ourselves up to receive the nutrients, the grace, the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Because here in the church, you not only find comfort, familiarity, you're not lost. And while you're here, you're not only family, you are home.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.